Chapter 8. One of the other orcs moaned mockingly as he pretended to fuck an invisible figure.
I've always wondered what my dick would feel like inside of one of those.
The insects?
Another orc bellowed.
I always knew you were a bit fucked up in the head.
The gray-horned women you fuck with. Now let's get into position so we can blast them off the beaches. We're going portside, boys!
One of the ugly green fuckers ran over to the wheel of the ship, pulled away the wooden piece that held it in place, and then spun it hard to the left. All without raising the anchor first. The ship groaned as it turned, and I swore I heard something snap down below. Ugh. I was already gonna fuck these guys up, but if they ended up damaging my ship, I was gonna make them suffer. All right, I whispered. I think it's time to move. Nima, do you have a clear shot on any of those guys? Preferably one of them away from the rest of the group.
I think that one on the right will make a good target.
The redhead Nerolope said, as she placed an arrow in her bow, raised it to her eye, and then took aim.
He's alone and he's got his back to us.
Take him out, I ordered. Nima's tongue slid out of the corner of her mouth as she steadied her aim. Then the deer woman pulled back the string, took a deep breath, and released her projectile. The arrow swished across the deck like silent death, and then promptly stabbed the orc through the back of the neck. The tip of the arrow exited through the front of his throat with a spray of crimson mist, and the orc fumbled at his severed artery as he stumbled forward. Then he took a tumble over the edge of the deck and hit the water below with a loud splash.
What in the bloody fuck?
One of the orcs demanded, as he looked back at the commotion.
Man overboard!
Did Tarkai's dumbass fall over again?
Another orc grumbled as he looked around.
Yeah, where's the rope?
Just let him drown.
One of the ugly green fuckers chuckled.
He's better off that way anyways.
Seriously, though,
the concerned orc spat.
Where's the fucking rope?
Oh, shit. They were looking for the rope we'd just used. Things were about to get real here, and we weren't prepared at all.
Last place I saw it was over by those barrels,
an orc explained.
I was trying to use it to catch some fish earlier, so I coiled it up and left it there. Trying to catch a fish with a regular rope,
I heard the concerned orc grumble as he plodded across the deck.
You're dumber than I fucking thought.
We have to kill him as quietly as we can.
I'll do it,
Rikuri offered.
Nobody'll hear a thing.
The orc's footsteps grew louder and louder as he approached our position. As he came around the side of the barrels, Rikuri slashed her spear sword across the orc's right calf, severed his tendons, and brought him down to one knee. Rikuri quickly threw her hand over his mouth to prevent him from screaming, and at the same time, sliced his throat wide open. Dark blood spilled out onto the ground and pooled at their feet before she gave the orc one final shove. His body flew over the side of the ship, splashed into the icy depths below, and then all was silent.
Nark!
One of the other orcs called out.
Where's that fucking rope?
Rikuri grabbed the end of the rope and began to pull it end over end back up onto the deck. The whole process only took about 6 seconds or so, and when she was done, the Chero woman held the rope proudly in her hands. Then she gave us all a playful look before she tossed the coiled rope up over the barrels and onto the deck.
Come on, you lazy fucker!
One of the orcs growled.
Was it too much work for your pussy legs to walk back over here and hand it to me?
The orc continued to grumble as he picked up the rope and proceeded to walk over to where the first orc had gone overboard. There's 8 of them and 5 of us, I observed in a hushed whisper. Do you think there's any way for us to thin out their numbers more before we try to go toe-to-toe?
We could all try to kill 2 of them at once,
Nima suggested. Not a bad idea, but that would require them all to be in the same place at the same time.
We could keep trying to lure them over here,
Mira offered.
Keep taking them out one at a time.
That'd take too long. Also, I know these guys are dumber than a box of rocks, but even they'd start to get suspicious if they kept disappearing by coming over here. I wonder if...
Holy shit!
One of the orcs gasped.
The bloody fuck is dead!
What? How the fuck did that happen?
Ah, shit.
All 8 of the orcs started to rush toward the side of the Dragon Queen, but they were stopped by one of their own.
Hold on,
a short, stocky orc commanded.
A couple of you stay at your posts. will handle whatever the fuck this is, but you need to make sure those horned bitches and their little dragon king asshole don't try to storm our ship. This has his fuckery written all over it.
Two of the orcs turned around and marched back to the other side of the deck. The remaining six, however, walked over to observe the corpse of their fallen comrade. Now was our chance. 6 on 5. Who wants to get greedy and take out 2?
I will,
Nima declared, as she pulled 2 arrows from her quiver.
A quick stab through the temple will make short work of these sorry fools.
All right. This is it. Once we kill these guys, we're only going to have a few seconds to take out the other 2 before they sound the alarm.
Then it's a good thing these arrows can be multi-use.
Nima winked. Damn, I'd never seen the bloodthirsty side of Nima before. It was kind of hot. We all drew our weapons, stood in a crouched position, and then waited for our opportunity to strike. We watched as the 6 orcs ran over to the side of the ship and then peered out over the railing on the deck. It was now or never. All 5 of us ran across the deck as silently as we could, and I already knew which of the bastards I wanted to take down. The one who claimed he would gut me and fuck my women. I wanted him to know exactly who killed him before the life left his eyes, and he was sent down to whatever hell awaited him. We were on the orcs in no time at all, and we struck with deadly precision. I threw my hand around my target's mouth as I rammed my sword through his back, right where his black heart was located. "Guess who, motherfucker?" I whispered into his ear as he gurgled for breath. Still feeling cocky? At the same time, the other members of my crew made their moves. Nima stabbed her 2 arrows right into the side of the 2 orcs' heads. Kandara drove the middle spine of her fan blade through an orc's throat from behind, while Mira did the same with her spear point. Rikuri pulled off a similar maneuver as myself, and she grabbed onto the orc's forehead, tilted it back, and then slit his throat like a butchered pig. We all gave their bodies a quick shove before we turned around to face the final 2 orcs. Their backs remained toward us for a split second, but both of them quickly turned when they heard their friends gurgled please. Thankfully, I had 2 badasses already on the case. Nima raised her bow up to her face, pulled back on the string, and sent an arrow straight through the eye socket of the orc on the right. At the same time, Mira picked up her spear and flung it like a javelin. It stabbed right into the 2nd orc's throat, and we all watched with macabre glee as he stumbled toward us and fell forward, and gravity forced the weapon out the backside of his neck. Oh, holy shit, that worked!
Now we just need to clear out the lower decks,
Mira reminded me.
And hope nobody notices this ship is currently not populated.
About that, Mira and Nima, I want you 2 to stay up here and watch out for anything suspicious. Kandara, Rikuri, and I will head down below and see what's waiting for us. So sound the alarm if we've been had. Otherwise, wait for me to give you the signal.
The signal?
Mira questioned. I'll give you an order via Dragon Bond once we are in position, I elaborated. I know you know how to steer a ship, so you'll be the one to turn us around when the time comes.
Got it,
the golden-scaled warrior nodded.
Good luck, Ben.
Kandara, Rikuri, and I shuffled over to the ladder that led down to the lower deck. In one swift motion, I placed my sword against the palm of my hand, hopped in front of the ladder, and then held on for dear life as I let gravity glide me down. The second my feet hit the wooden floor of the lower deck, I spun around with my sword at the ready. There were 2 orcs, both of which already had their swords drawn.
Well, I knew there was fuckery afoot,
the orc on the left growled.
The fucking Draco Rex! I should have known.
Glad to hear my reputation precedes me, I smirked. Both of the bastards came at me at the same time, and I had to jump to the right to avoid their iron blades. My shoulder smashed against the wall, but my scaly skin protected me from any major damage. Then I parried the attack of one of the orcs just before he would have severed my arm from its elbow. I pushed his sword away, slashed my own across his face, and listened to his wail of pain as I cut through his green flesh. The 2nd orc came at me while the 1st stumbled back and clutched his face, but it was no contest whatsoever. Our swords locked together for a brief second before I parried to twist his weapon out of his hand. He threw up his arms to protect himself as I slashed across his body, but all that did was increase his suffering even more. My sea glass blade sliced off both of his hands like they were made of clay, and blood gushed from his stumps as he opened his mouth to scream. Too bad I wasn't going to let him. I stepped forward and drove my sword through his throat with a wet, gory schluck.
My face!
The remaining orc growled.
Yeah, look what you've done to my face, asshole!
I'm doing you a favor, I snarked, as I tried to pull my sword out of the other orc's throat. If I had to look at that ugly thing day and night, I'd want to be put out of my misery. For some reason, my sword wasn't budging. Also, I had a pissed-off orc with a deadly weapon who I'd just insulted further. This wasn't good. I let go of my weapon as the orc took a swing at me, and the iron blade swished past my body as I hopped to the left, drew my pink stone dagger, and lashed out at his face again. This time, my smaller blade cut open his cheek like an overripe watermelon, and the orc screamed as blood gushed from his wound. Okay, he was making too much noise. I needed to shut him up for good. I plunged my dagger straight into his chest and then watched as his body went limp. The orc let out a soft gurgle as his tongue flopped out of his mouth, and his eyes rolled back in his head. Then he collapsed to the ground, dead.
Ben?
Kandara's angelic voice whispered.
Is everything okay down there?
It is now, I announced. Kandara fluttered down onto the ground, and Rikuri was right behind her on the ladder. The two women marveled at the bloodshed that had just occurred, though they didn't seem too worried.
Was that all of them?
Rikuri asked.
Cause I...
Not a chance, bitch!
Another orc threw open the door of the storage room and lunged at the two women. He had a massive club in his hand, but Kandara and Rikuri weren't even fazed by its sight. Both of the women leapt in opposite directions as the club came down on the wooden floor where they'd just been standing. And before the orc could make another move, Rikuri twirled her spear sword around in her hand and drove it into the orc's shoulder. He yelped as his muscles were severed from their tendons, and he dropped his club onto the ground. Kandara took a swing at the bastard with her fan blade, sliced open his throat, and then stabbed the main spine of her weapon into his forehead. The orc went limp instantly as his brain was skewered, and he collapsed into a heap.
Note to self, I grumbled as I retrieved my sword.
Check all the doors. That was exactly what we did. The three of us went around the lower deck of the Dragon Queen, opened up every door, and checked every possible hiding spot for any orcs who might have been trying to ruin our day. After an intensive sweep of the lower deck, I decided the coast was clear.
No orcs anywhere,
Rikuri declared.
Is it bad I kind of wanted to find some more?
Kind of. Now, let's get into position to fire these cannons. I guided the two women over to the large iron cannons of our vessel, patted them firmly, and then made a ta-da noise.
These little things are what caused so much destruction?
Rikuri asked, with eyes that glistened with excitement.
That'd be them. Now, we need to make sure they're loaded and ready to go. I had them loaded when we arrived, but who knows what these orc bastards have done.
I quickly went around and checked each of the barrels of all six of our cannons, and each one had a cannonball and a wad inside, and were ready to fire. Now we just had to get into position.
What do we need to do?
Kandara questioned.
Do we have to aim them ourselves, or...
You see those ropes hanging off the backs? I pointed to the lines that released the hammers of the cannons. When I yell fire, you pull those as hard as you can, and then plug your ears and hope you don't have a misfire.
Sounds simple enough?
Rikuri nodded.
I can't wait to see him in action.
Then hold on to your hats, because things are about to get downright insane. Mira, make the turn.
Sure thing, Black Alex.
Mira answered telepathically. Suddenly, the ship lurched to the starboard side, and the Dragon Queen was slowly on her way to becoming a weapon of mass orc destruction. I ran over to the other side of the ship, snatched up one of the cannon strings, and tensely waited for us to get into position.
What the fuck?
I heard an orc voice declare from the other ship.
Why are you dumbasses turning back the other way? Don't tell me you're becoming a bunch of pussies.
We're in position, Ben.
Mira noted.
You may fire when ready.
I mocked in a British accent, even though I knew the reference would be lost on these people.
Fire away, Draco Hex.
Fire!
I commanded, and then I pulled the string of the first cannon. The sound of the exploding gunpowder nearly blew out my eardrums, but I knew it had to be done. Then I watched with glee out of the small porthole as our cannonball slammed into the ship on our port side and completely splintered its back half.
"We're under attack!"
an orc declared from somewhere in the distance. Ho ho! They hadn't seen anything yet.
"Tyrion, Swaer," I called out to the dragons telepathically.
"Do your thing."
I ran over to the second cannon, yanked the string, and fired it into our enemy's ship at point-blank range. I repeated the action with the final cannon on my side, and then turned to see Rikuri cackling as she pulled her string. That's when I heard the beat of the dragon wings. Oh, I wanted to watch this. I scurried up the ladder into the early daylight and then marveled at all I saw. Orcs were jumping from the ships on either side of the Dragon Queen as their damaged vessels slowly sunk down into the icy water. At the same time, Tyrion and Swaer split apart and headed to the two ships out on the far side of the fleet. Tyrion quickly dodged a ballista bolt before he sucked in his breath, pulled back his head, and whipped it forward with a blast of white-hot fire. The silver dragon may have been small, but his fire breath set the entire deck of the orc's ship ablaze. Several of the ugly green bastards, still on fire, sprang off the sides of the ship as it burned them alive. Tyrion let out another blast of flames as he passed by the port side of the vessel and set it completely on fire. Then there was Swaer. I was worried about the little guy taking on a ship all by himself, but my worries were quickly squashed when I saw the scene before me. The orcs tried to hit Swaer with the same attacks they fired at Tyrion, but the wind dragon was far too small. The ballista bolts rocketed past him by a mile, since it was basically the equivalent of trying to hit a penny with a soccer ball. Possible, but very hard. Finally, Swaer inhaled, puffed out his cheeks, and unleashed a blast of wind straight at the ship below. I was nowhere near ready for the kind of destruction the tiny wind dragon could cause. Swaer's wind breath instantly splintered the hull off the orc's ship and forced the entire thing to rock over on its starboard side. The little red dragon then took another deep breath, blasted the ship again, and caused it to completely capsize. The orc's ship, now flipped upside down, was the perfect target. Swaer used one last attack to blast a hole in the bottom of the ship's exposed hull, and it began to sink toward the ocean floor.
Yes!
I pumped my fist into the air.
The fleet is destroyed!
Now comes the fun part,
Mira noted with a sly grin.
We get to chase them into the trap.
The orcs who had been camped out on the shoreline were already in full panic mode. They stomped out their fires in the hopes we wouldn't be able to see them, even though it was practically daytime already. A few arrows flew up into the sky, but they were tiny and feeble compared to what our dragons were used to. All right, dragons, I grinned. Ready to play Apex Predator?
More than ready,
Tyrion chuckled as a twinge of orange glowed in his mouth. Tyrion and Swaer took off toward the orc encampment, and then the dragons split off from each other and took one side of the beach. Tyrion unleashed his fire breath as he flew and incinerated every single piece of orc equipment in his path. Meanwhile, Swaer kicked up a miniature dust storm as he passed by, and several of the orcs were thrown out into the sea like rag dolls. Most importantly, however, the orcs began to flee up the shore and out into the plains. Right into our trap. Ah, fuck! I really wanted to see this.
I did too!
Rikuri said, as she and Kandara emerged from the lower deck.
Ask and you shall receive, my friends!
Tyrion chuckled as he turned back around. The silver dragon flew back over to the deck of our ship, floated down, and then lowered his neck so we could hop onto his back. We all obliged the fire-breathing dragon, and then he took us up into the air and back toward the fleeing orcs. We caught up to them in no time at all, and watched as Swaer continued to fuck with them. The little wind dragon intentionally missed all of his attacks, but each gust of wind he created kicked up sand, dirt, and rocks, and the debris flew across the savanna and rained down on top of the retreating orcs. It felt like we were watching a scene ripped straight out of Saving Private Ryan Fantasy Edition. Then the Chero Riders came in. The rhino women let out a resounding
Haroop!
As they flanked the orcs on both sides and kept the green bastards from splitting apart. And we watched with glee as they funneled the orcs all around the plains, all the way over to the broken cloudbrush tree we'd stayed in, and then beyond. From my vantage point above, I could already see the hole in the ground that was the Spotted Hound's den. Once they were close enough to the den, the Chero riders fanned out, so they formed a massive U all around the hole. There was nowhere for the orcs to go now other than down, and that's exactly what they did. We all watched with bated breaths as the orcs disappeared down into the cave, and they ran into the damn thing like lemmings over a cliff. They must have really been scared shitless, because they didn't even hesitate before leaping into the darkness and the unknown danger that awaited. Finally, once the last orc was down in the Spotted Hound's den, the Chero women pulled back. We all waited there with our weapons drawn, just in case one of the green fuckers decided he was going to try and make a break for it. That's when we heard the sound we needed to hear. Snarls and growls echoed up from the darkness. It was the sounds of the Spotted Hounds waking up, and almost immediately after, another sound arose. The sound of orcs screaming bloody murder, accompanied by crunching bones and ripping flesh. A few of the orcs appeared in the entryway of the den with their bodies covered in blood, and their eyes wide with fear. However, they were quickly